Time for Recollections. The National Broadcasting Company invites you to relax and reminisce with Recollections from the early days of radio. In this special series, we delve into the vast NBC library of sound to relive the memorable moments of radio's past, the stars who entertained you then, the special events that thrilled you. And to guide us through these priceless recollections, here is Ed Herlihy.
Thank you, Fred Collins. You know, looking through the NBC library of sound, all you see at first are stacks and stacks of files and catalogs. But lying silently in those files are great performances, just waiting to spring to life with the flick of a turntable. And it is some of these that I've planned for tonight's recollections. Such stars as Bob Burns, Elsie Janis, and Bunny Berrigan. Had you been a radio listener in 1932, you'd have enjoyed hearing Ozzie Nelson's orchestra with his new vocalist of the time, Harriet Hilliard. 3 years later, they were married, and today they are still happy partners in life as well as in show business. In November 1935, just a month after her marriage, Harriet Hilliard appeared on the Shell Chateau program, so we push back through 21 years and hear Harriet Hilliard when her career was just starting.
The minute I saw you, it was follow the leader. I never thought I'd fall so. 20 minutes later, I became an imitator. No matter what you do, I do also. You have a habit of walking without a direction. And now you've got me doing it. You have a habit of talking in terms of affection. And now you've got me doing it. You started a strange emotion, a thrill that I can't suppress. I'm ready to pledge devotion. What's the secret of your caress? You have a habit of dreaming for hours and hours. And now you've got me doing it. You have a habit of picking the petals off flowers. And now you've got me doing it. I thought that I could kiss you once and stop right there and then. But now you've got me doing it again.
That was Harriet Hilliard with a happy memory from 1935. And it was in that same year that a man who had been knocking around in vaudeville suddenly became a star. His name, Bob Burns, the Arkansas country boy with his bazooka, later to become a regular on the Bing Crosby Show. But it was in June of 1935 that you heard him as a guest on the Rudy Valley program. He was such a big hit that he was called back a month later for a second appearance. And this is what happened.
You know, my folks down in Arkansas were kind of disappointed when they heard me on this program a few weeks ago. I come up here expecting to get on one of them amateur shows, but it's kind of hard to get on one of them unless you're known. So I finally got discouraged and just grabbed the first thing that came along. I didn't want the folks at home to think that I was a failure, so I told them I was just breaking my act in over here where the competition ain't the keen. Now that I'm back on the program, I suppose when my folks down in Arkansas hear about it, they'll be coming out here to sponge on me. It's a funny thing. Nobody ever goes down there to visit, but the minute they hear you're making a living up here, here they come. My wife's folks are already with me. Now, it ain't that I mind my wife's people coming up here and living with me or on me, as the case is, but I feel like getting confidential with you people. And I want to tell you that sitting across the table from my mother-in-law three times a day ain't doing me any good. And don't you think for 1 minute that she ain't sitting at that table three times a day either. My mother-in-law don't look like other people. Honestly, I don't see how a woman could twist her face in so many different shapes without making it bleed. I says to my wife's father the other night, I says, You know your wife ain't the prettiest woman in the world, and he says, I think she's the ugliest thing I ever saw. And I says, well, why is it you take her with you everywhere you go? And he says, I'd rather take her with me than kiss her goodbye. We was sitting there at the table the other day, and I spoke right up. I says, you know, I ain't doing any too good financially up here, and I wish one of you'd get a job and kind of help with the table. And my mother-in-law said she'd be glad to get a job if she could find one. So I took her out here in the country and asked an old farmer if he'd give her a job as a scarecrow. And he says, well, I'll have to give her an audition. So he told her to stand out in the cornfield just to see what had happened. Do you know, after my mother-in-law had stood out in that cornfield about 10 minutes, the crows got so scared they brought back corn they stole 4 years ago. Now, when I spoke here before about being in pictures out in Hollywood, I've been getting a lot of letters from women asking me to disclose some of the beauty secrets of the Hollywood stars. Well, they wrote to the right man. You know, my great-grandmother discovered one of the greatest beauty secrets in use today. When she first migrated over into Arkansas, one of her pet hens jumped out of the wagon and got bogged up in that black mud. And my grandma went over and washed the mud off of this hen. And as far as we know, she's the first woman in this country to give a hen a rim. Now, I tried that gag out on the boys in the orchestra this afternoon, and it didn't get a snicker. But I kind of figured it'd do a little bit better in front of a bright audience. You know, my wife said to me the other day, she says, honey, will you love me when my hair has turned gray? And I says, why not? I've loved you through 4 or 5 shades already. You know, why can't you women be satisfied with your looks? I've got an old aunt down in Arkansas, about 50 years old, and she never put a nickel's worth of cosmetics on her face in her life. And right today, she's got a complexion just like a peach, yellow and fuzzy. You know, I was saying to my wife the other day, I says, what in the world would you women do without mirrors? And my wife says, there were women before mirrors. And I said, yes, and women are still before mirrors half their life. But the trouble with you women is that when you look at yourself in a mirror, you always walk up and get a front view of yourself. You want to back up to a mirror once in a while. You don't seem to care how you look in the back. I want to tell you, you women can't always be meeting people. You got to pass some of those people. Now, when I get in one of these moods like this, I always play my bazooka. This is an instrument that I made down in Arkansas. And my music teacher told me, he said, son, if you learn to play that thing and actually play it, you're bound to get someplace. And I found out you can't play this thing and stay in one place very long. Now, I wanted to invent an instrument that would sound as near like a human voice as possible. So I picked out one of the best-known voices in this country and went to work. And after a lot of experimenting, I finally got the voice that I was trying to duplicate with an instrument. On this instrument right here, this bazooka, I made it out of 2 pieces of gas pipes and an old whiskey funnel. Now, I'm going to play a little bit on this thing tonight. I just want you folks to see if you can figure out what voice I picked out to pattern this thing after.
That was Bob Burns on his second big network appearance on July the 11th, 1935. Aside from a few musicians, there aren't many people who remember an NBC program called Bunny and His Blue Boys. It was one of those noontime programs which very few stations carried, but the bunny involved was Bunny Berrigan, and the Blue Boys included many of the greatest jazz musicians of that day. Bunny played trumpet, and how. And he played it with many of the great bands of his time, including Hal Kemp, Paul Whiteman in the early 1930s. And he made records which have become collector's items with the Dorsey Brothers when I first met him, and Benny Goodman and Mildred Bailey. It's hard for those of us who used to see him around NBC to realize that Bunny died way back in 1942. But it was in 1937 that Bunny Berrigan had the thrill of forming his own band. A few weeks after their opening at one of the leading hotels in New York, they made a guest appearance on the Magic Key program. That was Bunny Berrigan and his trumpet in 1937. Next, a performer whose star billing goes way back to the First World War, Elsie Janis. Because of her many appearances to entertain servicemen in France, she earned the title Sweetheart of the AEF. In London and Paris, she was equally as famous as she was here on Broadway. Internationally, she was hailed as one of the most outstanding mimics of her day, as well as an all-around revue artist. She became the first and only woman announcer on the NBC staff in 1934. Elsie Janis died only last year, but we're going to recall an excerpt from her performance in 1939. Remember, this was when she was well past her prime, and also after her recovery from a near-fatal car accident. But what a vibrant, joyful personality she was.
The good old days. So what? I think these days are swell. I knew the good old ways, but I know new ways just as well. I greet each brand new year and cheer the modern way. I'm just so glad I'm here to be a part of good new days. The good old days, so what? Why sing a sobby song? For as time marches on, it surely drags the gang along. The stars who used to be a meal ticket for me are still quite up to date and still are great to imitate. And though I may be wrong, they all might sing this song. For instance, when I got here from the coast from California, I went to see Leave It to Me. And I saw Sophie Tucker. Now, you can't tell me that Sophie Tucker, with the success she has today, wants to go back anywhere. I'll bet anything that Sophie would say. The good old days. No thanks. Sophie's sitting pretty now. You may have those old-time pranks. I'll take today, and how. Leave It to Me leaves Soph contented. Five daughters and no hot mama ways. No yesterday, I sing about tomorrow. And I don't sing some of these days. Thank you. Now, before I left California, I saw Fanny Brice. And I saw her beautiful new Georgian home. And although lots of people think she's wasting her time in California, I'm perfectly sure that Fanny would say... The good old days. You take them. I'll take these. In my California rut, I'm living a life of ease. A big house, a big swimming pool, with butlers, maids, and cooks. You can have the good old days. And I'll take baby snooks. Thank you. And now, in closing, as we say on the radio, or before I scram, as I say in my set, I'd like to sing. That's a slight exaggeration. I don't mean that. I'd like to do a little song for you that I've written lately with Bill Cornell, who wrote all my gang show music. This song kind of sizes up my attitude about life in general. It's called Alley-Oop, Love's the Answer to It All. I am not a doctor or a lawyer or a seer. But for any pain or worry or subconscious fear, I've a contribution that will solve life's mystery. There is nothing complicated that has not been overrated. Why is life so exciting? Why am I riding high? How can I walk on air and yet never fall? Alley-oop, love's the answer to it all. Why does my sun keep shining through the thunder and rain? Why is the trouble small that used to look tall? Alley-oop, love's the answer to it all. No need to plan on what tomorrow may bring. No, it can be divine. For when you stand on your worries and sing a snappy melody, you will see that at your application, happiness is on call. Just let your heart go boom and bounce like a ball. Alley-oop, love's the answer to it all. Here we go. How can I walk on air and yet never fall? Alley-oop, love's the answer to it all. Makes the trouble small that used to look tall. Alley-oop, love's the answer to it all. No need to plan on what tomorrow may bring. No, it can be divine. For when you stand on your worries and sing a snappy melody, oh boy, you're gonna see that at your application. Happy Nurse is on call. Just let your heart go boom and bounce like a ball. Happy Nurse loves the answer to it all.
That was the late Elsie Janis. And whether or not you think her imitations were equal to some of today's artists, I think you will agree that she had personality. And that's something you can't recapture in print. Say, does the name Gene Raymond bring back happy memories? Well, it should, for he was one of the favorite singing stars in pictures in the 1930s. Oh, yes. And he was also a fine actor in many non-musical films. But tonight, let's recall Gene Raymond as he sang back in 1936.
I never studied astronomy. I don't know Venus from Mars, but I love anything that is heavenly. When I'm under the stars, I've got a favorite star above. He never tells me a lie, so won't you pardon me if I speak of love. To my friend in the sky, twinkle, twinkle, little star, way up in the heavens where you are, shine from above, or I feel that I'm falling in love. Twinkle, twinkle in the sky, while I give romance another try, oh, shine, silvery light, or I feel that tonight is a night, confidentially. Does she care for me? Did I hear you say that everything's okay? Oh, that's all I want to know. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, way up in the heavens where you are, oh, shine from above, or I feel that I'm falling in love.
Gene Raymond, still active in the theater and on TV just last week, but not as a singer. A listener in Louisville wrote me a note. He says, the guy who insists that radio is dead is talking through his hat. My whole family enjoys radio very much indeed, and we always shall. Well, that note set me to thinking. I wonder how many other families feel this way. And going further, what do you listen to most during the evening hours? And what would you like to hear? Nothing would please me more than a flood of mail from every Recollections listener telling me your reactions to today's radio programs and to this one, Recollections. Just write to me, Ed Herlihy, H-E-R-L-I-H-Y, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York City, New York. Next week, more Recollections from our priceless library of sound. Good night, everyone.
Ed Herlihy has been your host on Recollections. Join him next week at this time for more highlights in the history of radio broadcasting. This is Fred Collins. Recollections is an NBC Radio Network production directed by Bob Bowers.